Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. Another round of tornadoes tore through Oklahoma on Friday night, killing at least 13 people, including veteran storm chaser Tim Samaras, his son Paul, and their colleague Carl Young. Samaras was a storm scientist and the founder of the Twistex storm tracking system. He was also one of the stars of the Discovery Channel show Storm Chasers.
Right here. Tornado right in front of us. We're stopping.
Samaras was a professional, but the ranks of amateur storm chasers are growing, as are the risks. Joining us is Howard Bluestein, professor of meteorology at the University of Oklahoma. And professor, first of all, condolences. We know that Tim Samaras' death must be a blow to the scientific community, but did you know him well?
Yes, my sympathies go out to his family. I've known Tim for probably, 15, maybe 20 years. He has been one of the first people to use miniaturized portable instruments to be placed in the paths of tornadoes, among other things. He's also been an organizer of an annual National Storm Chaser Convention, along with Roger Hill.
So a key figure in the world of storm sciences in the Midwest. I mean, he was a veteran in storm chasing. We've got a little bit of tape here of Tim Samaras speaking to ABC News about this mixture of science, adventure, and caution.
On one hand, they are incredibly beautiful. On the other hand, these powerful storms can create devastating damage that change people's lives forever.
And Professor Bluestein, obviously, in the case of Tim Samaras, he ended up dead. I mean, but I understand that this was a very unpredictable storm and a powerful one. Are you surprised by the fact that this even happened?
Yes, I'm quite surprised. My graduate students and I use mobile Doppler radars, so we don't have to get as close to the tornado as the people who are leaving instrument packages in their way. And Tim is one of those people. Although I don't think he was actually leaving instrument packages in the place of storms when he got hit by the tornado.
Yeah, I understand that he was found still seatbelted inside his vehicle, and the bodies of his son and his colleagues had been sucked out of the car and found approximately half a mile away, which gives you a sense as to the power of the storm he was chasing. But from a scientific standpoint, describe to us why you do chase storms and tornadoes. What do you learn by getting so close to them?
Well, we're trying to understand what the structure and behavior of tornadoes is, and we'd like to find out why it is that some storms produce tornadoes and others don't. If you want to make measurements in them, you want to leave an instrument package in their path. You need to get relatively close and then get out of the way so that the tornado will then move over the instruments.
And over the years, as you've collected these measurements and these data, you and other scientific storm chasers, what have you been able to learn? How has it increased your understanding of the behavior of something as erratic as a tornado?
Well, we've learned many things. We've learned that there are different types of tornadoes coming from different types of storms. The most intense tornadoes come from the supercell storms, like the ones that we had on Friday. We know that the maximum wind speeds in tornadoes tend to be in excess of 100 meters per second, as high as 130 or 135 meters per second. That's close to 300 miles per hour. We know that there are multiple vortices within many of these tornadoes. Years ago, we would only know vaguely that there might be a possibility of tornadoes somewhere over a relatively broad area. Today, we know within a number of counties where a storm might be and whether it might produce a tornado.
Now, Professor, we've been talking about scientific storm chasers. You go out there and try to take the measurements that we've been discussing. Have you seen tornadoes you've been chasing? Have you seen amateurs out there as well?
I would say that probably 90% of the people who are out storm chasing are amateurs who are out there just for the thrill of it. This sometimes poses a problem for those of us who are trying to make measurements with instruments. We encounter traffic jams. We're out on very poor rural roads sometimes, which sometimes can be jammed with dozens and dozens of cars and vehicles, and it's sometimes difficult to get by or even difficult to find a place to pull over and park and collect our data.
I've been reading that there are even tourist groups out there, people who pay money to get as close to a tornado as possible. And then those amateur storm chasers, as you mentioned, many of them may be seeking, YouTube fame, for example, because the videos they put online are very compelling watching. But are you getting concerned about the growing risk that people who aren't professionals, who aren't scientists, are taking?
Well, I'm certainly concerned about the risk that the people who don't know very much about tornadoes are taking by going out there. I'm probably more concerned by the mob that's out there, by the fact that sometimes you get trapped in a herd of cars and you can hardly move. And even people who know what they're doing may get trapped in the herd of cars. By the way, the people who go out just for the thrill of it and get pictures and videos and post them to YouTube, they do perform a useful service. The people who are out collecting data for scientific purposes can't be everywhere all the time. The amateurs can be scattered over a pretty broad area, and just receiving confirmation that there is a tornado in a certain area, getting a picture, if the Weather Service sees that, that's valuable information, because then the Weather Service can then go out and issue a warning. The problem occurs when there are too many people out there.
Well, as a final thought, keeping in mind what happened to Tim Samaras, a professional scientist who chased storms for a living, and the fact that he was killed by one, what advice do you have for people who are desperate to go out there? Do you believe they just shouldn't?
People who don't know what they're doing just should not go out. People who haven't had experience in storm chasing simply should not go out. If they want to go out, they should go out with a chasing partner who is very experienced. The storm chasing tours are usually run by people who are very experienced.
Howard Bluestein is a professor of meteorology at the University of Oklahoma. Professor Bluestein, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The news is next, here and now.